So this was me talking to Kalyan Pokola earlier today.
So it's time. It's time to talk a little business here on the Andrea Kay Show. And of course, I brought in my hot guy. I got to come up with a term for hot witch, because my female business gals that I love so much, I call them hot witches. So we still got to come up with
hot warlock.
Hot warlock. Kalyan Pokola.
I don't know.
Hot mage?
Mage. Oh. Like mage. Like M-A-G-E.
All right. Hot mage. Yeah. Kalyan Pokola from Pokola Law. Hey, one topic that really stuck out at me last week, and I messaged you about this, that I wanted to talk about it this week, is, and I don't know if this was a big story nationally, a lot of hoaxes going on today based upon anti-discrimination laws for businesses. And out here in Laguna Beach, we had a restaurant that ended up being on the receiving end of a lawsuit that almost immediately everybody knew it was a hoax, because what had happened was these gals who were Muslim were at this restaurant and they were asked to leave, and they filed a lawsuit and said that it was discrimination because they were wearing cover over their head, I think a hijab. And then lo and behold, come to find out the restaurant was owned by a Muslim, and it's like, oh, hoax. Well, this is becoming more and more and more prevalent, not just the hoaxes, but really it has gotten to be so difficult to run a business because we've become so litigious. On top of being so politically correct, we've got all these different regulations that involve anti-discrimination according to gender and age and race and religion. And all, and the more time goes on, the more these things come about. So I thought to myself, I got to ask Kalyan how a business can somehow protect themselves against this, because it's great if you've got a product or service you want to bring to market. I love Shark Tank, but you can't just have a product or service. You can't just have a lot of investors. You got to have a strategy. How do these businesses, whether it's a restaurant like these people in Laguna or just any other type of business, how do they protect themselves against all this?
Well, I think the first step for any small business owner is making sure that you're hiring the right people. While this guy, the owner of this restaurant, was Muslim, that doesn't preclude you from having an employee who might have some tendencies that, you know, Islamophobic or whatever.
Right.
Maybe he's just a jerk.
Right.
Okay. And the fact of the matter is you got to talk to your employees. You have to make sure you have employee handbooks or et cetera. And you say, hey, you know, if you're going to be rude to a customer, make sure, or if you're going to do anything that can be misconstrued or get me a negative Yelp review, which can crush businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Just think about it for a second. Think, well, if I'm going to ask these people to leave from the restaurant and they still have food on their plates, it's a tacky move. And
I love that word. We don't use that word enough anymore.
Just turn around, turn your tacky behind around and just go back into the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're eating food or they're ordering food or drinks and they're still there and they're not creating disruption, I mean, a restaurant does not turn down money.
Right.
Okay, and your employee, you should sit down and say, look, I'm not going to let you go because, you know, this is a mistake that you made, but I understand that you wanted to, you know, you were trying to enforce this policy because they had a policy that was like 45 minutes at patio tables unless you're ordering more stuff. But half the group was apparently in the restaurant ordering more drinks and bringing them back out when the guy said, okay, you guys have 10 minutes to leave.
Right.
And there was another table next to them that had been there for hours and no one had forced them to leave. And I'm sitting there going, just have common sense, man.
Yeah.
You don't need to make it about race or religion or make these women think it's about that, because even whether it was or not, you should have a intelligent idea behind why, whether or not you're going to ask these people to leave. Don't ask them to leave.
But what happened to, I have the right to refuse service to anyone at any time? Where? How did we get there? Because you know what? I used to be a waiter when I was in college. Should bad manners result in a lawsuit just because somebody's got bad manners?
But it can get you a negative Yelp review, which is just as painful as a lawsuit for some of my small business clients.
Well, that's a good point.
So I'm saying, look, manners, okay? Simple manners. I don't go to restaurants or bars where my service is poor, or if the company or the bar has a policy that, for example, you know, I'm not gonna name names, but there's a bar here in San Diego, like a wine bar, closes at 10 p.m. Okay, and if you're drinking a glass of wine that you ordered at 9:45, they don't care. They kick you out at 10 o'clock.
Well, but then I gotta go. Well, yeah, it is tacky.
I just don't go there. That's the easiest thing to do.
Well, I would think, though, calling back on my old server days, and I don't want to make this be just about restaurants, because there's so many different ways every other business can be on the receiving end of a lawsuit. I used to have a friend of mine who was an attorney that would look at his shoes the second he hit his door of his business and look at his shoes all the way walking to his office and shut the door and refuse to almost interact with almost every woman, because there were women that went around intentionally to try to stir things up for the opportunity of filing a sexual harassment
lawsuit.
And
now lawsuit. Men are doing it.
Men are doing it. We've got an age issue. Somebody doesn't get hired by a company or gets, you know, there's so many different pitfalls for business owners out there, from getting filed lawsuits against them for this kind of stuff with a restaurant, or wrongful termination lawsuits when it didn't happen for performance. But somebody says, well, because I'm 60 now, you can't fire me, because no matter how bad I perform, you know, you're going to hit me with, you know, I'm going to file a lawsuit against you for wrongful termination. So do you have, I know coming up soon, you've got your small business legal playbook that you're going to start talking about on the show. Do you have a way that you can advise them by category of industry to where they can kind of avoid these different areas?
Absolutely. So for one of the things I said in my small business legal playbook, there's going to be an entry about how the secret, you know, the dirty secret your lawyer doesn't want you to know. There's no way to prevent a lawsuit. You know, if someone wants to sue you, they will. That's just how our society has been built. That's just how our laws are. You know, you just have to let people sue you. And the thing that stinks is then you have to respond or whatever, and you have to hire a lawyer, or you don't. You know, it's your choice. But the fact is, you need to talk to your employees. You have to nip it in the bud, and you need to talk to your employees and say, hey, I know, you know, you can refuse service to people, but if they've already ordered and they've been there, and
but it's not just that one thing in the restaurant, though.
No, I'm saying this is just an example. You say, look, yeah, we have policies, okay, in place, but let's just call our employee Larry. Okay, Larry, we have policy A here. And yes, we want it applied to our customers, our patrons, people coming to our restaurant, our store, whatever. But use some common sense. And I love the word common sense, because the word common sense is not common. Common sense is not common. It's one of the most uncommon things you can find. But you need to tell your employees, look, think about this and just apply this in an intelligent way. Because when you're a small business owner, the actions of your employees reflect directly on you personally, financially, you know, and they hit your reputation.
Well, not every area has to do with manners, though, doesn't it? I mean, there's
no, life is manners. The way my mom taught me, you know, you treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, you have proper manners, and you will, you know, life will go well for you.
This is the Andrea Kay Show. We're talking to Kalyan Pokola from Pokola Law. Well, I mean, I don't know that manners can keep you from a wrongful termination lawsuit when somebody's not performing according to, obviously, you know, laid out performance criteria, and then you go to fire them, and then they hit you with wrongful termination because they're accusing you of it because they're a woman or because of age or whatever. So manners doesn't help you there.
Well, manners can just at least prevent your interactions. They can limit the damage, okay? And they can make it much easier. But there's no way to prevent. You're right. If someone wants to file an unsubstantiated lawsuit against you, mm-hmm. you know, for wrongful termination, well, you make sure you cover your behind, CYA. You make sure that you cover yourself, and you have documented every interaction you've had with your employee, all the things they've done wrong. You don't just say, hey, I'm going to reprimand you for something. There's something that actually goes in the person's file, and, you know, you say, okay, this is what happened. Look, you've got 4 reprimands last 2 weeks. We're going to have to let you go. Support it with evidence.
Do you help them in any way come up with an employee manual that kind of gives guidelines for these things?
Absolutely. I sit down with my clients, and I sit down and I say, look, let's come up with an employee handbook. We come up for all the issues that we can think of for an employee, for a small business owner. And I finally tune it to, you know, oh, you run a machine shop. Oh, you're on a bunny boarding business, etc.
Gotcha. Last question for you. One of the things that you kind of have to think about, you've got a great idea, you've got finance, you've got maybe a partner is going to launch this venture with you. A key strategy should be, according to you, planning your exit. And I'm like, what? Why you got to plan your exit when you barely got the business off the ground?
Well, it's like getting married. It's a prenup. Okay. If Kanye was good at business and didn't have hundreds of millions of dollars of debt or whatever he's got going on, he would have sung, instead of we want prenup, he'd say, we want buy sell. But you want a buy sell agreement you start an LLC with your best friend, your brother, whoever, and you have 50-50. Okay. But things don't work out between you. You want to make sure there's something, while even things are good, once negotiating good faith and in harmony, that if things don't work out, The other one will buy, you know, the other partner will buy the, you know, the other one out, and it'll be for, there's a very specific process that we'll go through. We'll have three appraisers. These are the types of play. You'll pick one, I'll pick one, and the court will pick one. We'll pick one, done. And there'll be no complications, and the buy-sell agreement gets things done very quickly. And instead of spending tens, 20, hundreds of thousands of dollars in litigation trying to get bought out properly, everybody knows exactly where they stand.
Right, and it protects the relationship in
absolutely.
The long run.
Absolutely, it's a prenup. You know where you stand. You know what can hurt you. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, if I do this thing, you know, it's only going to hurt me because I can only get this much in my buyout.
Right.
So you're not, and it prevents people from doing shady things, etc. And I think that's the best way to go about business, is that everybody knows where they stand. You do this with, you know, your investors too. You know exactly what you're giving them, whether you're giving them a share of your company in terms of like shares and like a voice mm-hmm. and a seat on your board, mm-hmm. or whether you're just going to give them some equity.
Right. All right. Makes sense. So call Jan Pokola from Pokola Law.